Bobby, are you single?
I am.
Okay.
And I'm ready.
For love. Are you on Hinge or one of the dating apps?
Only Raya. I was banned from all the other ones.
Why?
Because I lied about my age.
Bap, bap, bap.
Bobby, I like your energy. It's very chill.
I don't know what you're doing right now, but I like it too, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, I was standing outside your house for like 10 minutes. Yes, I was. And then I figured out, like, I had to press this button, and it goes, dang, dang, dang. And then I'm like, and then you came down like a fucking princess. You know, you reminded me of Galadriel from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, really?
Your house is very Galadriel-like.
Thank you. Is that how you pronounce it? Like, are you sure that's how it's pronounced?
I don't know.
I already lost the Instagram live thing. We're going to do an Instagram live.
Can we do it a bit later, though?
Well, yeah, we don't have to do this right away.
I don't know Instagram live now.
Okay, so...
Okay, what? Anyway...
Santino won't stop texting me. He's mad that you're here, so...
No, last night.
Okay, well, he
Last night he was like, you're doing her podcast? I go, yeah. He goes, don't. I go, why? He goes, Bobby Althoff wants to do stuff today. And I go, well, yeah, but I already committed, I already committed to you.
Why do you guys want to be on Megan's Law? Why do you... You guys have made it this far without any underage allegations.
Who's Megan's Law?
What? But why are you trying to get...
Okay. I don't touch her.
Chris Hansen will jump out and tackle
you. No.
Okay.
Because we did it and he didn't show up then.
What do you mean?
Chris Hansen wasn't there when I did her podcast.
Which, by the way, people, I asked Instagram questions for you. Someone said, why didn't you promote that?
I don't promote anybody's.
Oh, that's a good
I don't know
point.
How big they are. Yeah. I don't care how big they are.
Yeah.
Even if you called me for this, I'd be like, I'll do it, but I won't do it.
What do you mean? Like,
I don't even do my own.
That's actually true.
Yeah, I don't promote.
You also have an assistant now. How's that going?
Why do you ask that?
Because it's just funny.
It's confrontational.
It's just funny to me that you have employees.
Yeah, but she's like, all I need is somebody to go, like, I'll text her and go, make me a reservation at this restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Or like, you know, why is it a, you know, aisle seat, you know?
Do you talk to her like you're whispering, like, codes to an oath?
Because she's a school teacher.
Well, that's what I'm curious about, because I asked her something. I said, are you coming today? And she said, no, I'm a special ed teacher by day. So that means she's full time with you.
Yeah, you hear in the background, you know what I mean? I'm not even making fun of them. I'm just saying that's what I hear.
Is that how she got the job? You were like, you work with retarded kids?
No.
This will be a walk in the park.
We should put that out. That was bad, huh?
Why?
This is what I hear in the background.
Okay, my aunt used to get people with Down syndrome jobs.
Mm.
So she would bring them home.
Is it hard?
To get them jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's like an agent or something?
It was a lot of like getting them to bag stuff at the grocery store. Not the express line.
If you had a business, what would you have them do? I mean, that's a stupid question. What is that business?
Like a dog petting business.
Like, would you let them pet dogs?
Yeah.
Or let's say your child has that, Down syndrome. Okay. that, God willing, he doesn't, but let's say I'm like, I'm going to ask him.
You're assuming I've chosen his gender? Wow.
Is it a woman or man?
Wow, Bob.
Is it a boy or girl?
Is it a woman or a man?
What is it?
It's a boy.
I haven't met him yet.
Yeah, I know. I want you to meet him. He's sleeping though.
Yeah. Anyway, let's say I was like a Down syndrome agent.
Down syndrome, to find jobs for people
them.
With Down syndrome.
Yeah. Like, could I go, like machinery?
Uh-huh.
They can do machinery.
Yeah, if it's made of marzipan. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Putty machines.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
They can call, probably clean golf balls.
Yeah.
I feel like we're in territory that's like really bad. It's really bad.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I feel very uncomfortable right now. After doing the noise, I was just like, oh my God.
But you know what I like about it? What? I think that you and I both have to talk so much for a living that by the time that we get together, we're just like, so retard jobs. It's just like,
I just don't know what else to do.
I know. There's
anyway,
just
I talk too much.
Well, this is why I went straight for questions, because I didn't want to just be like, let's talk about our insecurities for 45 minutes. Although
I haven't done this in years, though. No,
I know, it's been a while.
I did this when I last got sober. So I got 2 years, so it's been a couple years.
That's wild. How are you feeling? Everyone asks about your sobriety.
It's great. I mean, I started my own meeting. I don't know if I told you that.
And you know about it.
And then I'm very active in my therapy too right now. I just this is the best year I've ever had in my life.
It's
January.
And you know what I like about you? You seem very happy. I'm a little worried about y'all miserable millionaires out there, all the sore winners. Andrew Santino, I'm talking to you. It seems like success is working for you.
Can I say something? I'd like to say something. Number one.
Do you think you can get a word in edgewise on my podcast? I don't know. Can
but number
you?
One, number Let's one, go. Right? I'm not nearly as successful as our peer group in terms of financial. I get paid the lowest out of all of us.
But you also tour the least.
And I do the least.
I mean,
I move the least.
I was going to say, you probably make more, but you work the least.
Yeah. My calls are like, I always go, when my agent calls.
It's too much.
For
what?
Like, he called me, they wanted me to do Cobbs.
Cobbs in San
Francisco.
I'm doing Cobbs this year.
This year, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like working out new material. I don't like working out new material at the store.
Yeah.
I don't need you making fun of me eating shit.
So they're like the latest. I go, October 4th is fine.
Okay.
Which is like so far away.
Yeah, and you're going
to I have to commit in the next couple of months, I won't do it.
I have a commitment thing too. And I think it's part of the reason I do lots of different jobs is in case it doesn't work out, I have another one. It's like, you know how a lot of people do that in relationships? They have the next person kind of on standby. Did you just fall asleep?
No, I'm just trying. This is what I've been doing this lately where I close my eyes and that's when I'm listening.
Okay. Well, you need to stop.
Go ahead.
Doing it.
I'm listening. But I'm also, so here.
But is this like you trying to be present?
Yeah, I'm trying to be present.
Okay.
Yeah, because when I'm looking at you, I can't really listen.
Why? Because you start falling
your face
in love with me?
Kind of bothers me. No.
Okay.
The opposite of that.
I do feel like this is the least mad I've ever felt you are at me.
I've never been mad at you. Are you fucking out of your mind?
Sometimes I feel like you're mad at me.
No, I love you. I've always loved you. I've never had a resentment. One time I was so mad. Actually, when I think about it, I get so mad still.
That, you know, that's not what that, you need
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is.
You have to rewrite history on
no,
this.
No, no,
no. I'll cut it out.
You don't even know what it is.
I'll cut it out.
You don't even know what it is.
I do know what it is.
What is it?
It's me laughing. By the way, this is.
It's not that.
This is how Bobby gets mad. This is how much you hate yourself. Me laughing at your jokes in a comedy club and you could hear from stage.
That's not why. That's
mad.
Not why.
This is a different
I'll tell you
time?
Why. There's something that you did that still, when I think about it,
let me
it
think
makes
about
me
it.
So mad.
Let me think about it.
And it's so disrespectful. You're going to try to rewrite history right now, right? So it's like, I don't even want to even get into it because
I don't
want to
fight about women.
It. What?
So you don't believe women?
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Wait, I'm trying to guess.
I'll tell you what it is.
Have we talked about it?
Never.
Shit.
I've never even brought it up before. But when I think about it, it just makes me so mad. And you're going to go, what's? I already know what your answer is going to be.
What?
Oh, it wasn't me. It was this person. You know how it is. You know what I mean? I'm going to be like, nah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to tell you now then.
I'm, by the way, sweating.
No, don't sweat because you're literally going to go, oh, that's nothing. But to me, at the time, it was the world. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Is this what I laugh when you told me you're going
to
make
No, it has nothing to do with you making fun of me, okay. Bullying, or anything like that. The way you bully.
I don't bully.
No, I'm kidding.
I do not.
I'm
you
not
tried
kidding.
To roll in here and tell me you were going to commit suicide.
No,
I was
kidding,
like,
no.
Okay.
All right, so are you ready?
Okay.
So when you had your sitcom...
I cannot believe this is a 12-year-old.
I don't care.
Right? Wanted to play my boyfriend.
No, there was a part in there, right? And everyone in town had auditioned. Everyone, right?
Yeah.
And then I outwardly started complaining to everyone that would listen that I didn't even get an audition for it. Okay.
Uh huh.
So then, I finally get one from my agent, but I go to the offices, and it's not even a casting director. It's somebody that works there, right, with a camera. It was like a kid. And I didn't even go into the cast
Bobby
room.
Bobby Antonoff?
No. Don't make a joke out of it, all right? Don't make a fucking joke out of it, right? So listen to me right now. So then I go into this. I'm not kidding you. Like a storage closet, right? And they go, just do it real quick. And they filmed me do the audition. It was one of those situations where this is a favor. It's a favor.
It's actually worse than that. I didn't even know. It's worse.
You probably even know I did it, right?
I think it was like the casting director
and then
doing
it. The Indian guy got it, right? Right.
Right.
I mean, you don't think that I would crush that part?
Neil, the character's name was Neil.
Yeah, I would have crushed that part.
You would have.
Yeah.
You actually really would have.
Yeah, I know I would have. But I didn't even get further than the closet. You know what I mean? And then afterwards, like I saw you. And it took me years to get over it. I would look at you and I would go, hey, you know what I mean? And it was, and then the sitcom came and went,
uh-huh.
Right? Oh, when it got canceled, oh my God. I had a party, dude.
I served candles. Indian food.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just like, yes. You know, it was the first time I ever celebrated my friend's cancellation of a sitcom. But let me say, I'll never get over that. And there's nothing you could say. There's nothing you could say to make me go, it's disrespectful. Because I'll tell you this, right? I have a sitcom now, right? I have a deal, right? And if there was a part, any part in there that you were right for, you would immediately test. It wouldn't even be, I wouldn't even go through the process of reading you. I would be like, no, she's testing.
Yeah.
And she's probably number one. You're not probably going to do it, but there's no part in it for you. But my point is that, but if there was, immediate test. Anyway, there's nothing you can do. You can't change the past. You just got to keep going. And you know what? You have to forgive and forget. Then you have to be mindful and about people's, wherever they were at the point. But honestly, though, like, I know what I bring to a project. I really do. Mm-hmm. I would keep I'd kill it.
By the way.
No.
I.
Nope. There's not. Let's move on from it. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I got it out. I feel like I'm a little lighter. Thank you so much for that. But I literally been thinking about that every day for the last 12 years.
Every day.
I do. I it makes me so mad.
Every day.
To be in a closet with the f-ing chlorine and a mop.
I know exactly.
And some kid like fumbling around a f-ing camera like, oh, no one's ever going to see this.
But yeah, it's like his own personal GoPro. Yeah, it's yeah. I've had those before. I've been in those before.
But
it's...
from a friend? Did you have that experience with the star was your friend? I don't think so, dude.
I don't. Okay, so here's what it is.
Is he so much better than me?
No, here's what it was.
I mean, what if, we're both Asian. I mean, I don't know what the fuck the deal is.
Here's what I think. Do you want me to tell you what I think happened?
I know what happened.
What?
I already know.
What?
I wasn't the guy that I am now.
Elaborate
if it happened now and you put me in a storage closet.
You'd play all five parts, yeah.
No, I would light the studio on fire.
You'd be offer only.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would read. I would test for you.
Right.
Right. But my point is that then I wasn't where I am now. So I think that's why. But still, I get in the room? Can I get in the room where the people are or the producers at least have a shot at it? I didn't even have a shot.
I don't think I knew you were coming in for that. When you started the story, I thought you meant for the role that Dan O'Brien played. I thought it was that part.
No, the three-line guy.
The one that dated Zoe Lister-Jones in the show. So I thought you were coming in for... Because you'd actually have been...
I'm friends with Zoe.
Uh-huh. Can you imagine if Zoe, I hired her to play this part, and she's like, Bobby Lee better play my boyfriend, or I'm out of here. I'd be like,
here's another thing. During the pandemic, when she did her movie...
Yeah.
I was one of the first people she called.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She called you first, probably. Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Dude, you've gotten arrogant after the baby.
I'm not. I'm just trying to lighten things up.
You've gotten arrogant after the baby. I think today is the day where I just kind of lay it on the table.
Okay, but I guess for me, I thought today was the day that wasn't going to happen because you showed up really like positive energy, like quite, you're like, I'm really, remember right before we started, he's like, I'm really tired. I just don't have a lot of energy today. And as soon as the camera starts rolling, he's like, you dumb. So, for the sitcom, I had written it with Chris D'Elia in mind. I pushed so hard to get Chris D'Elia to play my boyfriend in the show. And I was like, didn't think they were going to let me hire anyone else that I knew. Do you know what I mean? Like, they thought I was just like hiring comedians or something. So
they're very interesting.
So, yeah. So I kind of was like, who's casting bringing in? Like, I was trying to just be cooperative, which was dumb.
Interesting. Very good one. I don't buy it, but.
Haven't been a guest on Bad Friends. Not one time.
Yeah. Who has? We're not a guest-driven podcast.
Bobby Antonoubles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you're trying to get the Claire's demographic?
It's my revenge on you, I guess.
Okay.
How does it feel?
But you know what's...
How does it feel? I love you so much. Thanks for having me on. You're right. You know, I got that out of the way, and I, you know, honestly, I've never said that out loud, and it feels good to get that out loud. If I were to sign up like everyone else...
But wouldn't
just it... Just limit to some, all right? If I got a call from my agent and said, listen, you got to read for this part on Whitney's podcast, great. I showed up. you know, I'm in the hallway with the folding chairs.
Yeah, yeah.
There's other guys. Let's say if I saw the Indian guy that got it,
uh-huh.
I would be like, hey, you know.
But it'd be so much worse if you came in, saw me, I saw you audition, you killed it, and then you didn't get it. Wouldn't that be, worse?
No, because I got in the game. What you, and also, can I just say this too? And I think I got this right. You already cast that part.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means I didn't know, I would never put you through that.
Which means they're like, he's complaining,
Bobby.
And you know that girl from the college that's interning?
No.
She has a camera. No, that's the one that, yeah. Uh-oh. She has a camera. Let's just call him in and just put him in the fucking
storage room. It's a girl now?
I don't remember. Oh, really? I like what you're trying to do. Fuck you. This is my pain, dude.
There's a lot of creative license on this story.
Anyway, I just want your fans to know. And I just want to, I don't want to talk about it right after I'm about to say what I'm going to say, okay?
You don't get to bring this up and then decide you're done talking about it.
I want your fans to know.
But me of all people.
I want your fans to know. I'm your guest. Okay. You're doing rude. I don't want rude, all right? Be nice, okay? So I want your fans to know that I swear to God on my sobriety and my family that in any project that I have, you're number one on any of the roles that you're right for. I would clamor and I would claw to get you on the show because that's how I believe in you. And I think that you are so talented and I love you so much. And it's sad that you don't feel the same way. It just breaks my heart. Let's move on.
For you.
Congratulations, though.
For you to accuse me of putting you through emotional distress intentionally, when I am maybe the only person in your life.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. Go for it, dude.
Who consistently builds you up.
Build me up?
Is on your team.
No. You're a friend, I'll tell you that. You're a friend. So let's just move on for it. Congratulations on everything, your baby.
But what if I didn't even know you came in?
Oh, you knew. There's no way you didn't know.
How do you know?
Because my complaints of not getting it was directed at you. I chose people that was in your circle to complain about. So you were the only reason why you know what I mean? Pulled that lever. Because I don't know anybody that produced the movie.
Oh, you think I said, hey, can you guys just bring Bobby
100%,
in?
100%.
You think I did? I know. You think I said, let's placate Bobby.
I'm not complaining. I'm not even, listen, it was a long, no, I'm being, right now, it was just a resentment. I'm sober. It was a resentment I had from a very long time ago.
Is this you making amends?
I got it out. No, I'm not making amends. I got it out. And thank you for letting me getting it out.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Thank you for.
Yeah, so I'm no longer.
Well, now I have a resentment.
Okay, go ahead. What is yours? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm resentful that none of this happened.
You know what happened, right?
But here's what I'll say.
Don't do that.
What?
Pretend like it didn't happen.
I'm not pretending like it didn't happen. Okay. I just tried to make a joke to lighten the mood.
It did not. No, it's not going to lighten it.
Okay, fair.
We'll get to happy times in a second.
What do you want from me in this moment?
I want you to acknowledge that you did that shit.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Then why are you closing your eyes? You know you can't stand because of rage. Look me in the eye and tell me you think that I.
I'll do it right now.
Okay.
What?
Sorry. So if you come at me fast, she might attack you.
All right.
Hey. Quiet. Sorry. Quiet. Okay. You're going to look me in the eye. You think I intent.
Okay. Hey! All right. So.
You think I intentionally. You think I intentionally called you in or had someone call you in, why aren't you blinking, to humiliate you and hurt you?
No, it was actually the gesture was kind, that you didn't want me to feel bad. So you set up some makeshift auditioning system.
Which I had the power to do at the time.
It's your show. I know how it works. I'm not a guy... That's another thing you're doing right now. Mm. Like I'm an outsider.
No, I'm not doing
that. What I'm saying is I know how the system works.
I was an outsider when I did the show.
When I was on Mad TV, there was a part for this other Korean guy in a sketch. And we're going to cast this out. And I said, I want Ken Jeong in it. Uh-huh. And at the time, no one knew who he was. And they go, well, we want to cast it out. I go, I'm not doing it. I just know he's the guy.
Right.
And they're like, okay. So I know. It's your show. I have a show right now. To cast it, right? I have to go through the testing process. I don't know how that works. The network, right. Network has to approve. But for a simple audition and a read,
right.
Yes, you have the power.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So
I want to move on from it because I want to talk about it anymore. I sincerely, truly, from the bottom of my heart, believe that you set it up to make me feel better, but it was Shakespearean sabotage.
Okay.
It was very Game of Thrones. Daggers in the back. Pain. So let's move on. Congratulations. I want a round of applause for Whitney. Thank you.
Do you think there's something going on right now where male podcasters need to, like, give it to me?
What are you talking about?
Like,
I wonder what you're talking about right now.
I went on Andrew Schultz's podcast. And yeah. Do you know about this?
No.
And he had to be, like, really hard on me or something. There's something where everyone's, like, maybe it's, like, good numbers. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
I'll tell you what it is.
Sure.
Would you like me to tell you what it is?
Sure.
We respect you so much. Stop. Don't. What do you see that? Dude, you're our homie. Your skill set is beyond. I know. Beyond compare. So it's like, we know that you can dish it out. You know you can play.
Uh-huh.
And you literally are. Listen, I was supposed to do something with Bobby Altoff today.
Yeah.
Right. And I told Andrew, I go, no, I have to do Whitney's. I mean, there's no canceling on her.
You can always cancel.
I would never because I love you that much. And I consider you a homie, somebody that with the highest of skill sets, somebody that I look up to and somebody that I would call in for my sitcom. So anyway, let's move on.
You're asking me to eat a dick in a way that is just...
I love you so much. I really do.
But here's what I'll say. Yeah. I have admitted so many things that I should have lied about in my life. I'm just curious why you think I'd lie. Like, I'm a lot of things, but like a liar. You think that I'm now looking back going, I didn't do that.
I was going to move on from it, but I can explore a little bit more. Let me ask you something then.
Or do you think
What do you think? How do you think it played out then? If you didn't pull the trigger, right? I'm complaining to all your friends that, oh God, how come I can't get an audition for Whitney's show, right?
The part of the reason that I'm a little bit speechless is because I have umbrella insurance, but this is not like a war that I want to fight. Here's what I would say. I would have loved to have had you on. Yeah. That would have made it so much less of a nightmare.
It's in the past, and let's go.
Feels like it's a fresh wound.
No, you know what?
Yeah,
I got it out, and I apologize for even doing it here.
No, I mean, could this?
We'll never talk about it again.
I doubt that.
No, I really do. I've never brought it up. I've never brought it up before.
Yeah,
and so let me think about the past. Is there anything else that you've pissed me off with?
But let me ask you something. Do you feel like this has like permeated our friendship?
No.
Okay. You feel like
I'm resilient.
But do you feel like this is...
I rose above it.
But I have felt a resentment, like low-grade resentment from you. Do you think this whole time it was this?
It could have been.
This started?
Honestly, it could have been.
Bobby.
I think it could have been.
Hi, everyone. I'm new mom Whitney Cummings, and I'm going on tour this fall. Please don't tell Child Services. I'll be doing 30 cities. Go to WhitneyCummings.com for tickets. And if you can breastfeed and parent my child while I'm on stage, please send me a DM immediately. Thanks so much.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there, guys. I'm here to tell you that there is no reason to panic. The next time you're searching for the perfect gift, now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy is there to take the stress out of gifting so that you can find the perfect item for any and one and every occasion. Sorry. Like, they give us copy for these ads, and because Etsy truly is my religion. I don't know how else to describe it. I don't feel the need to read this ad, but I also don't want to get it wrong. So I'm trying to do both and I'm stuttering. Anyway, it is easy to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life, like the pickleballer, the jazz fan, the Zen seeker, the artist, the pasta lover, whatever weirdos in your life. Etsy has the perfect unique gift for them. From 90s nostalgia and mixology to reality TV and gaming, there is literally something for everyone on Etsy. Not something. There's pages and pages of handmade things made out of marzipan, made out of clay, made out of crow feathers, horsehair, whatever you want, they got it. I recently got the coolest vintage glasses, these tumbler glasses. They say West Virginia, they're like old West Virginia glasses I got from my uncle. So cool. I found matches from my uncle's favorite hotel, like a vintage matchbook from his favorite hotel, and an ashtray from a fancy Los Angeles hotel that he likes. I also have OCD, which is what we're learning from this ad, but he loves like little keepsake ashtrays. So I surprised him with like things from his favorite hotels from back in the day. It's very cool. A gifting moment is always around the corner, but whether it's a birthday, anniversary, holiday, or just a special day that you want to say thank you, Gift Mode on Etsy has it all covered. Literally, all you do is write in, like, who you're shopping for, and they will show you all these incredible weirdo. Look at this. So I'll type in, like, what would I type in to get the gifts behind me? Because everything in my podcast studio is off of Etsy. What would you say? Nostalgic cowgirl? Cowgirl stuck in the 90s with a personality disorder? I've bought everything. There's nothing left on Etsy under that description because I bought it all. Need to find the perfect gift? Do not panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. Look, this show is brought to you by BetterHelp, and you guys just watched my debilitating perfectionism. And I actually had written out, I suffer from debilitating perfectionism. And I'm having perfectionism actually right now with reading this BetterHelp ad about how to go to therapy to deal with your perfectionism. Because my therapist years ago said to me, perfectionism leads to procrastination, which leads to paralysis. I don't know why an alliteration makes things stick better in my head, but that's like the three P's. So I was always like, in my past, too afraid to start something because I was worried it wouldn't be perfect. So then I just don't start it at all. And then I hate myself because I derive my self-esteem from my accomplishments. So it was just like a whole damn mess. But a therapist did help me feel it so I can heal it. We also like rhymes out here. I don't know what it is. So even reading a BetterHelp ad can be a little bit tough for me because I want it to be perfect. But you saw it. You saw me get through it. We're okay. 10 years ago, I would have burned this whole place down, okay? So believe it or not, the way that I read this BetterHelp ad is progress for me. And in therapy, it's all about progress, not perfection. And I think we can all agree that this ad has zero perfection in it. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Whitney today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Whitney. That was kind of perfect, actually. This started,
I know,
with, I feel like you're always a little mad at me.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not sure why.
I think that's what it is.
So it's always been this.
I think it's always been this. I honestly, because I'm not kidding you, when I lay in bed at night, I literally think about it. And because I remember watching it, there's a hospital scene where the Indian guy's sitting next to the bed or something. I watched it. You know what I mean? I used to watch it in a rage watch. And I'd go, look at this fucking guy. Is he better than me, right? And I just remember, I lay in bed, I think about that scene and all the choices I would have made, right, to make it funnier or whatever.
I don't believe you.
I swear to God. Well, how do I even know? Is there a scene where you're in the hospital? Mm-hmm. How the fuck do I know
in
that?
The pilot, yeah.
Yeah, how do I know that? Yeah. I saw it.
But wait. Don't you feel like...
Please don't.
Sorry. This was a time when I feel like everyone was kind of mad. Do you think this is when people started just being mad at me?
Yeah, because Eric Griffin had a complaint about you, too.
Uh-huh.
And that's, I didn't want to say what it is now because...
Should I just ask? I mean, I want everyone to get the resentments out because I love that you guys think I don't feel it.
Right. So he had a complaint, and I know what it is. I shouldn't even say that now because that's his issue, really. He has a baby now. Maybe he's better about it.
Yeah, but... no, I gave him my snoo.
Yeah.
What else? I mean, I do feel like I would walk into the Comedy Store after that show got picked up and it was just fucking ice cold. Ice cold.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone was so mad at me.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't really remember. I just remember my rage. I'm sorry. We can start over. And be
our
more positive.
Friendship? No, I mean, I guess I've just been operating under the, like, silly guise that we've, like, been friends this
but
whole
I'm,
time.
I know we are. And I'm good, so good. I love you. You don't understand how much I love you. I love you so much. I really do.
I love you very much, and it hurts me very much that I, like, hurt you in any way. And I think it's...
You know, I'm half joking. It's funny.
I know. Well, now don't undo the whole
thing. I know, but I mean, now I think I took it too far, and now it feels weird.
You definitely
weird.
Did, but I know.
Now it feels weird. Yeah. Now, it's not that big of a deal,
to be honest with you.
I know. I don't think about it every night. I think about maybe 3 times a year. That's the honest truth.
Yeah, no.
And
so, I know,
and when I think about it, I laugh.
I like, have do you believe these this fucking little bitch? Thorns in my side. Yeah. Like, I this weekend went to a baby shower, and there was a very famous comedic actress there who I am like, who's amazing. Like, is just like amazing, and whose approval I feel like I need, or who I don't know if they know me or not, or whatever. We've met maybe like once. I go up to her, and she tells me. She's like, I listened to you on this podcast. She's like, she's heard me on some podcast. And she's like, and I called my friend. And I was like, I like Whitney Cummings.
Yeah. I hate those.
I cannot stop thinking about it.
I know. I hate those.
I can't, Bobby. If what I did to you is half as is that.
Yeah,
like,
Yeah.
Cannot, like, she.
That sounds painful.
She called, like, a friend to be like, hot take.
I know.
And I didn't even know what to do. I just started, when I get nervous, I just start rambling in a Southern accent. So I just did that. But it was just kind of one of those things that was like, why?
We need to bring her down. We need to get our
friends. It's going to be hard. It is going to be hard.
Oh, she's huge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's going to be hard. Yeah. So but like, there's things that stick with me like that.
Yeah. I'll tell you another one. Then I love these things.
Give it. Oh, so I got I was, tons. So I was do this all day.
And I can't name because I started a war with this guy because of this one incident.
Who?
And my therapist says, stop doing this, starting wars with people. So Seth Meyers had a birthday party many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he invited me because I was on his, I knew Seth before he was on SNL.
Yeah.
I knew Josh and Seth way before that. And so.
Because Josh was on Mad TV.
But exactly. So he invited me to his birthday party. I walk in and there's another actor. You know what I mean? Walks up to me, and not in a funny way, he looks at me and goes, what are you doing here? I go, I was invited. And then he kind of walked away. And it was like, it wasn't joke. Seth didn't say it.
Oh.
I can tell you who it is.
Okay.
Will you beep it out?
Yeah. This is a person who hurts my feelings. Every time I see them, we've gone on vacations together.
Whoa, you know this guy that well?
Yes. This person does the thing that annoys me the most right now, really sticks in my craw, which is blames his being a dick to everyone on Asperger's. So when anyone calls him out on it, it's like, why are you being such a dick? Like, because he'll just like give nothing. He's like, oh, I have Asperger's.
I don't care about that.
He's sadistic and he enjoys making people uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, my war with him, I will win.
Okay, and what's the next move?
I haven't thought that far in the war.
Okay.
But but here's the thing. I like to... Well, I think it's because I'm Korean, but I hold on to things forever.
I don't blame you.
But here's where I struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So Howie Mandel, years ago, he got super mad at me because he knows I hold on to resentments.
Okay.
And I would say, I said
okay,
no.
Okay, well, he holds on to antibacterial soap, so.
Yeah.
Okay. We all
have
our
things. And he said to me, he goes, in this business, you never make decisions based on resentment.
Oof.
So he's like, because, you know, there was a festival that never had me on. And then for years. And then one day they asked me and I said, no, yep. Out of resentment. And
I
he
do
goes,
that.
Don't do that. So
I'll show
I think
you.
He has a point. Yeah, it doesn't. Because at the end of the day, I still lose. No one, you know, I lose.
Uh-huh. And like the person that didn't hire you 10 years ago probably doesn't even work there
doesn't
anymore.
Doesn't even work there anymore. It's a resentment that's never gonna, you know.
It's like some of the little power we have is being like, you rejected me before, now I'm gonna reject you back. I remember one time, but I love a petty, every now and then you gotta be fucking petty, dude, and I'm fine with it. I was at Jeff Ross did like a roast series on Comedy Central. This was like, I don't know, like 10 years ago. I'm standing with Jim Norton. And Jim Norton had just gotten the best, had just gotten a show on HBO. You know, he'll get things like here and there, but he was like doing comedy 20 years, already huge. Then gets this HBO stand-up thing that he put me on called Down and Dirty. And this like agent comes over with like, you know, the saunter of like someone I can leech off of. Is he, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He goes up to Jim Norton. He's just like, hey, Jim, congrats on the HBO thing. And Jim just went, where were you 10 years ago when I needed you?
I love it.
Oh. Do you want to meet my baby?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think... Hi, Peanut.
Hi, Peanut. Okay, oh, my God.
Say hi, Peanut.
Hi, Peanut. Do you want to say hi? My God.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh. Hi, Peanut.
Please don't.
Just try.
I will not.
Hold
please
your
don't.
Child. Come on. Come on. Don't be a deadbeat dad. Who's that?
Oh, can you...
You can totally do this.
You got to come back, please.
Please come back. You can do this.
You gotta come back right now, dude, please.
You can move.
Honestly, I'm not up. Please come back.
You can.
It's fine. I got it.
It's just here.
Please come back, please.
Do you want to turn him around?
No, you do it.
Come here.
Oh, my God. That was terrible. I was panicked. How is the dog with the dog baby?
She's obsessed. She's, like, very protective of him. You know? That's, like, their ancestral purposes.
That's incredible.
Hi, little one. What do you think, Peanut?
That's incredible.
Say hi.
Dude, your baby is beautiful.
Really?
I mean, not only is that his temperament's great.
Do you want to see me give birth?
What, the baby's on? No. Are you?
Why not?
I will never talk to you again
why
if I
not?
See that.
To show,
I don't want to see that.
Well, why not?
Because I don't. I honestly, please don't.
Please.
Please don't.
Why not?
Why do I need to, though?
Because I want to. I think it's important for our friendship that you watch it. Have you ever seen birth happen before?
No, I don't want to watch it, please. I can't
Why
even do
not?
A pimple popping.
Well.
I can't do pimple popping on the internet. Like, I'm not one of those guys. I don't like fluids.
Okay.
Please don't do fluids.
Why not? It'll be good. I think it's like a good, healthy thing to see.
I don't want to see your genitals.
You won't.
Yeah, you will. I don't want to see your genitals.
It's a beautiful thing, Bobby.
I swear to God, Whitney, I will not look at it.
It's like a beautiful.
I will leave.
What?
You want me to leave?
I don't want you to leave.
All right.
But why don't you just see? Because it'll just be.
I've never seen a female comic's genitals before. It's.
Is
I
that
don't
true?
Want to start now. Yeah, I haven't.
But it's not.
Well, Sarah, I dated her. Yeah, but you know, if I'm dating
Sarah
somebody,
who?
Her name is Sarah Hyland. I dated.
Oh, that's right.
For years, yeah.
I love Sarah Hyland.
Not the one from Modern Family, the comic. You know what I'm talking about, right? Or no?
Just why don't you just watch it? It'll be good.
I will.
What? Don't you want to just see my child come into the world?
Is that it?
Yeah, you just have to press play.
I don't want to press play. Can I just look at the screenshot?
No. Just,
that's you? What are you, Bane? What's going on here, dude?
Just watch it.
You look like you're dying.
I came close.
That's you?
This will be good.
Dude, you have the biggest ears. I don't like it. Those are your ears?
Those are my ears.
All right. I hate them.
Wait until you see the other thing. You think my ears are big. Wait till you watch this video.
Oh, all right. Could I say this? I watch it to a point.
I think it's good for our friendship.
I don't think it is.
We need some healing.
Get me a show.
Okay.
All right.
I thought
let me audition for your show next time.
You
all right,
have
ready?
A show.
Ready? I know. Ready? Oh, my God. Wow. That's insane. I wish I never saw that.
Why? Don't you think it brought us closer?
No, it didn't.
Really?
It's a beautiful thing, though. You know, can you just... it's still frozen on that shot.
You stopped
it. Yeah. It's frozen on that shot. You want to put the baby away so we can finish? Or? Get the baby. Get the baby. Okay, let me finish.
Is it not good
parenting? Yeah, I just... Yeah.
It's weird, dude.
Wow, dude.
It's definitely weird.
That's insane what I just saw.
Don't you think I needed that
100%,
to do that?
You look so much better now.
Thank you.
You look healthy. No, I mean, you didn't look bad before.
No, you're making
but you
a good
went
point.
No, but you went through, I mean, there was a time in the last couple of years, I think before the pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
We thought we were like, what's going on with Whitney?
Yeah.
Like she's losing her mind.
Yeah. I was definitely losing my mind a little bit. I felt purposeless. Both my parents had died. My mom was dying in a really messed up way. You went through this with your dad. I felt really empty. And I started smoking weed. Not a match for my brain. Chills everybody out. Makes me so manic.
Dude, we've talked about that before, right?
Yeah, privately, though. Not for public consumption yet.
It's weird. Weed has the adverse effect on me, too. I can't sleep. I can't eat. And it feels like speed.
I start looking for the Scientology ships.
Yeah, me too. That's so... And it's because of... Well, you and I are f***ed up in the same kind of way, I think.
Yeah.
We're wired in the same way.
Because
when you said, I take Ativan to go to bed...
Adderall,
I mean. And I'm like, oh, I take Ritalin to go to bed.
Yeah, well, only 5 milligram. What's the one that's the it tapers out slow release or whatever? Because if you truly have ADD, Adderall calms you down. So a lot of people take Adderall to get like to talk the way that I'm talking right now. But we already do this naturally.
Yeah, it's so weird. But anyway, I think you're the first person that said the weed thing where I was like, my therapist said that in some cases, if you have a traumatic childhood, right, that weed can later in life have the adverse effect. So I'm like, oh, maybe that's.
Which, by the way, if I was 25 and needed to achieve in the way that I wanted to achieve and tour the way we tour, I'm sure weed would have been great. Because I could have been like, but now I'm just not in that headspace anymore. So I did start smoking weed because I was trying to relax and like enjoy my life. And it just, it hot me up a lot. And then I did the roasts on OnlyFans TV. Every writer in the room was microdosing mushrooms. And which I love that, like, we've all decided that, like, if, like, drugs are from the earth, they, like, want the best for us. This new, like, plant medicine drug. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All medicine is opiates or plants.
Well, everyone in AA are doing ayahuasca now.
So, but also during the pandemic when everyone was giving me so much, like having purple hair or whatever, I think that was just me kind of just like being like, we're entertainers, let's just entertain. I was just trying to like give money to this.
You know,
hair.
It was weird. I like you literally look like Little House on the Prairie wholesome
right now.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
you just seem your flesh.
Oh,
your skin, flesh, and your face seems so healthy.
Thank you.
Your body is exactly the way you should have it.
My body is
sexy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your ass is hanging in the right way.
Okay.
So your little titties are too.
Hanging?
Yeah.
Little?
I mean, your big titties. I'm sorry. That came out weird. Right? Came up almost perverse. What I'm saying is that when I look at you, I'm like, I want to say this. Okay. I want to say, every time I've ever looked at you, I went, yuck. but now when I look at you, not that I have sexual, I'm not attracted to you sexually, but when I look at you, I go, I can understand why she's sexy.
I came
out the wrong way, I think. A little weird.
Why?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't know if you're trying to convince me or convince yourself.
No, I'm convinced myself. When I saw you downstairs, when you opened the door, it was almost as if there was like music involved. La, 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 la. You know what I mean? When you opened, there was a glow about you.
Okay.
Right? And I looked, the first time in my life where I saw your privates, where you turned around, I was like, look at that ass. You know what I mean? Like, what? Not in a sexual, I would never jerk off to you. I don't find you attractive at all. But my point, though, is the first time where I looked at you as a female, I think. Like, oh, you know what I mean? She looks great.
What do you think that is?
I think you've changed.
Thanks.
Before you were, like, netherworldy.
What?
Yeah, like, you know, like, you ever see the movie Hellraiser?
You thought you were just going to stop at that?
No, do you ever see Hellraiser?
Is that the one where John Travolta has the dreadlocks?
No. Yeah.
Please tell me.
No.
Swordfish?
There was like, not Pinhead, but you seem like one of the creatures that you would find in the fourth dimension that came out in Hellraiser.
Okay, well.
Right? But now it's like, I look at you and I go, I see Little House on the Prairie. I like a wholesomeness.
Mm.
Yeah, I see like, you know, one of those nooks. You know what a nook is?
I do.
With, you know, like a little nook with like, you know, embroidery and books and the sun shining and a cup of tea, probably, you know, some pumpkin spicy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It seems very good.
I've kind of, this is what I need. I needed a baby. I think, remember I was rescuing giraffes and dogs and having my hands bitten off by pit bulls. And I was just like, oh, I think I just need to have a child. I needed something to love.
Will I fall in love?
What's up?
Will I fall in love?
I just can't hear you.
Will I fall in love? Will I fall in love? I want to fall in love.
How about this? What's your definition of love so that we'll know?
Well, there's two. There's math and magic. There's two different approaches.
Okay.
Some people are mathematical.
Okay.
Like, it's a numbers game.
Like, check box checking?
Yeah, or like, I have to date 100 people to figure out what I want, and then I'll eventually, if I date enough people, I will find the one. And then there are people that are magic, which is like, I saw her, and once I saw her, I knew she was my wife. You know what I mean? And, you know, we're going to, you know, we live together forever. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know what I believe, first of all.
Where is that from, math and magic? Is that what cult?
It's not a cult.
I'm kidding.
I saw it on This American Life.
I mean, I like it. It feels true. Which one are you?
I think I'm magic.
Yeah, you're the, like, I can just magically podcast with my ex for 10 years and then I'll find love like that. Like, what could go wrong?
No.
Like, what woman would be repelled by that?
No, I think that that's what I'm looking for, actually.
Love.
Yeah, but I think that, like, maybe, love. But maybe math is the right one and I'm not seeing it. But I think I still believe in magic.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm going to be in an elevator, she's going to walk in,
sure,
and we're going to look at each other. I'm going to be like, oh, that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
In an elevator.
It was just a scenario.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, sometimes
I love that when you think magic, you think elevator. You're like, this is just these magical, like.
Yeah. Okay. One time I was in an airport. Maybe I was with Andrew, and we were in like Indianapolis or something,
mm-hmm,
and we're rushing through the airport. And I walked by this girl, and we both stopped. We looked at each other. And we go, "Hi." She goes, "Hi." She was beautiful.
Okay.
And she was like, just gorgeous.
Okay.
And then,
what's the difference between beautiful and gorgeous?
They're both the same thing.
Okay.
I use the same. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I'm just.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do that.
I mean, don't not. I mean, don't let's
do,
also.
Not do that.
I just, like, I get obsessed when guys are like, she's pretty, she's gorgeous. I'm just curious.
They're the same to me.
Okay. Just trying to make it. Just trying to make a TikTok.
But
to get a clip out of this.
I think there's a clip in there.
Okay.
Already, we've done it. We've clipped it out. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But don't you think? I think that there's so many. What do you think?
I caught two.
Oh, you caught two clips.
Huh?
At least two.
At least two, I think.
Okay.
Okay. You think we're bombing right now?
No, I'm in the moment.
I love what we're doing.
Ditto.
Yeah, okay, good. Don't do this right now.
I'm not. Do what?
Don't put fucking doubt in my brain.
Yeah, I'm not. That's
all right. So what I'm saying, I was at an airport. I said hi, and she was everything. Like, I just in my mind, first impression of, she kind of checked off all these things: fashion, face, smell. You know what I mean? Energy, cuteness, all that stuff. Right.
Okay.
I'll never see her again.
By the way, you can tell a lot about a woman based on the kind of luggage she brings with her.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Like, what's good
for
you?
And like, when someone sits down at the airport, do they put their
I don't think so.
Like,
I don't know.
Three chairs. That's like a selfish person.
Does she
have a roller bag where they're together? Like, does she travel?
Yeah. Okay. So, I refuse to put the thing in the overhead compartment for them.
You refuse to do that for a girl?
When a girl goes.
Because you can't reach it?
No. That's a good one. That's a dig, dude. I like it. Yeah, I'm small and fat.
Okay, you told me.
I pudgy arms.
You told me I looked like Gandalf so far. Who else?
I said you look wholesome. What are you talking about?
No, but there was something.
Before Hellraiser, but that was when you, way before.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You look completely not Hellraiser.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so now you could put someone's luggage
Google
in the compartment.
Google Hellraiser creatures. Will you Google that? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then Google the ball in Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, yeah. that's what I am.
No.
I always remember little moments like that with that girl at the airport. Right.
Did you talk to her?
No, I didn't.
Mm.
But it's almost like
she didn't recognize you.
A lot of people do. You know, I'm not that kid.
A
I'm
lot
not.
Of
you know what, dude?
Do.
I'm not that kid that was in that storage room at your audition. I've grown beyond that, my friend. Yeah, like these.
Centibites.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like this group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you click on that one, the far left top?
Well, that's you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you're saying I look just like
Those people.
Okay. Like an anemic goth. That's a compliment,
yeah, yeah,
actually.
Yeah. By the way, energy.
Thank
it's more
you.
Energy.
I was too skinny.
Yeah, like that. Okay, yeah. That's you.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought you were insulting me.
Like,
never.
Like this is you. Like, yeah, put him in the storage room and just use a shitty camera.
I actually, the reason I think this isn't true only is because I think you'd be too mad at me to ever talk to me after that.
I couldn't. I'll tell you why.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm backing
the
into this.
The heat that you were back then, and you've had heat since, but you were the it person. You know what I mean? So I'll just tell you Eric Griffin's complaint about you.
Oh, yeah. I called him.
Yeah. So I guess he told me that he was at your show for Whitney, a taping.
Okay.
And you said to him, and I don't believe this has happened, but you said to him something like, what are you doing here? Kind of same thing as that guy. To me.
This is. By the way, Instagram live. I'm going to tell you. We're going to do
an Instagram live.
I'm going to tell you something. Actually, a huge friendship. I'll tell you with whom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ended over me asking this exact question to someone in her house. Okay, it ended for a million reasons. So I had a very big friendship end because I went to a friend of mine's house. Someone that I had worked with from 5 years ago was at her house. And I walk in, I was like, oh my God, like, what are you doing here? It was.
Don't ever say that.
By the way, it was.
You don't ever say that.
It was so out of context. And I'm like, it's my way of saying, like, who do you know? Like,
No. You know what you're saying? You don't belong here.
You know what? No.
That's what you're saying.
No,
you don't belong here.
No, that's what you heard.
I've never said that.
No.
I've never said, what are you doing here?
Okay, the person.
It makes the guy feel like, what am I doing here?
You know, the person that hears it like that is like, I don't belong here. I didn't say that. I literally just asked. What are you doing here? Who do you know? Why wouldn't I ask that?
Then I would ask you, what are you doing here then?
It was very out of context that Eric Griffin would show up on my sitcom tape. I'd be like, what are you doing here?
Oh, he's a comic. He's friends with all the people on your show. What are you fucking talking about?
Okay, but then why would you text?
How about this? Welcome.
Okay, how about this?
Welcome.
How about this?
Could you choose that? You said, what are you doing here to him? And he's been complaining about that for 12 years, that guy.
Then I'm going to take my snoo back.
Gave him a snoo. I've never said, what are you doing here to anybody? It's so rude.
I think it's a Rorschach test. And if you interpret it as being like, what are you doing here? You don't belong here. You don't feel you belong here. Or you just don't like me. Because you know my heart. You know that I wouldn't do that. Why would I do that?
Because
Why would I do it? Ask yourself that question.
Why would you do it?
You think I am? You know what? I'm not even mad that you guys are implying that I'm a bitch. You're implying that I'm dumb and bad at business and I will not have it. If I saw Eric Griffin at a taping, I would never be like, what are you doing here? I'd be like, hey, what's up? I'd be fake as fuck.
Yeah. I'd rather you go, welcome. Good to see you. Have fun.
By the way.
There's so many things you could say.
I was at work.
Especially in this business.
In this business.
You know how sensitive we are in this business?
That's not my fault.
Yeah. You're right. It's not your fault. That's not your fault. But what is your fault is your choice of words.
You didn't like me. Just say it. Just say it. Just say it, Eric. You don't like me. This is what drives me nuts. When someone takes a little thing that like could go either way, that's a Rorschach test, and because you don't like a person,
what's a Rorschach test?
Rorschach test is like when you project onto something. So if I say like,
if I say like,
hey, what are you working on? You're like, she's asking me what I'm working on because I'm not working on a lot to try to embarrass me in front of people.
That question is fine. How are you?
Okay, let's. Do
this. Wait. How are you? How's your mom? Right?
Dead.
I'm not okay.
Downstairs in the cupboard.
Right. How's things going? Right.
No. Can we be
aware? What are you doing here?
Okay, so you're shooting Bad Friends.
Yeah.
Okay. You're shooting Bad Friends.
Yeah.
You and Bobby Antonoff and Santino are all shooting. Yeah. I open the door and walk in.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Oh my God, it's completely different. Yeah, if I wake up in the morning and there's some random guy with a cleaver in my house, I'm not gonna go, you know what I mean? Then it's like, what are you doing here? It's fine. That was a bad example. Don't clip that.
That was beneath you.
I didn't like that. Yeah.
I know. Do you need more time?
Yeah, no.
Do you need to regroup?
But
Bobby, if I walked into a live, okay, then here, and it's a live Friends a live Bad Friends taping with 200 people in the audience.
Oh, I would already assume that you were invited. I wouldn't ask, what are you doing here? That's silly.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. One of a person, a comedy entity that I'm a huge fan of, who also happens to be my friend, right, is at this taping.
Eric Griffin and I aren't tight at the time.
Let me finish, okay? I would not ask, what are you doing here? That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And if I saw, like, if Rob Gronkowski is at a sitcom taping and he's at the makeup chair, I would go, what are you doing here?
Also, here's
because
the
he's
thing.
A football player, like, why would he be doing there?
So if y'all are all, we're all such good friends, how come no one texts me and says, like, hey, I'm coming to your show tonight, can't wait to see you? Because he was there to see D'Elia. Not me.
Oh, that's what you asked her?
I don't know.
So what I'm saying is, just don't say that to anybody anymore.
I'm going to double down. What are you doing here? Like, I'll do
you
it
invited
now.
Me here.
Great. I was confused.
You invited me here.
There is absolutely no way that saying, what are you doing? He could have been coming to what?
But there's no good way of saying, watch. What are you doing here? No. And then, what are you doing here? I mean, there's no way to say
What are you doing here?
Yeah, that right there is so condescending. Oh, because, I don't know, I'm not an open micer, and I belong here.
So I should have just gone like...
Welcome.
Right.
Do you need water?
Oh, so I work for the people visiting now.
Well, you're the host of your show.
The host?
At your show, right?
No, I'm the boss. You have 200 employees. And I'm a dick. Because you guys treat it like social hour. Because you guys who are talking to me and like, Whitney Cummings, she doesn't deserve the sitcom and her sitcom sucks. And you want to come hang out and distract everybody, and then I come to be like, hey, what's up? The fact that I talk to anyone is f***ing wild. I'm having a nervous breakdown, looking like one of the pinheads, and I'm the bitch?
I was on Splitting Up Together, and I remember
what?
Fred Armisen.
That's what we're doing right now.
Fred Armisen was guest starring.
I love Fred Armisen.
And he
would never do this.
I show up. I wasn't shooting that day. I wanted to see his scene. He walks up to me and goes, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I'm on the show, right? It's the same thing. And you know what? I don't feel bad for saying that because there are just certain people that are just like that.
Here's what the only reason I'm
Let's go to the Instagram Live. We're not gonna go anywhere with this. What are you doing?
Okay,
here?
let's start the Instagram Live, fine. But here's what I'll say.
And all your friends are gonna be like, Bobby is wrong.
If I didn't like Eric,
I don't think I am.
Eric and I have worked out our past, but if I didn't like Eric or didn't want someone there, I would just have ignored them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just resent the fact that anyone thinks I'm the kind of person that'll be like, what are you doing here? Like, I'm like Regina George from Mean Girls or something. I would just... If I didn't like someone, they would never know.
You guys, it's 2024, so let's talk about something important, okay? If you get injured by a person, and let me tell you something right now, you will. It's a goddamn zombie land. It's a zombie apocalypse out there, all right? Your days are numbered, okay? And if that happens, well, if you get it, not if you die, I can't help you. But if you get injured by a person, place, or thing, you deserve to get cash money. Life can be crazy sometimes, okay? And one person's negligence, i.e. a zombie, can result in another's settlement. If you're in an accident, not calling a lawyer, that would make you a silly goose because it means that you could be leaving money on the table. When you're seriously hurt, your injury could be worth millions. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers with over $20 billion. That's like a villain level of money. That's how good they are. With over $20 billion recovered for over 500,000 clients, Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is so easy. Look, being a single mom in a shirt that has holes with ties on it, like the blouse, the blouson I'm wearing now, that's hard. But submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is easy. Being a single mom in a ridiculous shirt, that's hard. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan, easy. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/Whitney or dial pound law from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/Whitney or dial pound law, pound 529 from your cell. This is a paid advertisement. This advertisement paid for this shirt that has intentional cuts in it. I paid extra for that. I'm that guy. Da-na-na. Ah, what is liquid death? Well, it may look to you like a beer, some crazy energy drink, but it's not. Liquid Death is actually a healthy beverage brand that makes mountain spring water, low sugar sodas, and low sugar iced teas too. Okay? Y'all might have seen someone drinking a Liquid Death and maybe thought it was a beer or a cooler or some kind of devil's juice. Perhaps you've noticed a coworker cracking a tall boy in your 9 a.m. meeting, okay? And you called Betty Ford. Shame on you. You could have spotted a group of kids drinking them at soccer practice and been like, what? No wonder that goalie keeps missing the soccer ball. He's plastered. Or maybe you caught your own designated driver drowning. You know what? I think I am drunk. This might be beer, actually. Maybe you caught your own designated driver downing one. Whillest driving. Okay. But why would a healthy beverage with no alcohol in it ever be called Liquid Death? Because they're bringing death to every single use plastic bottle with their infinitely recyclable cans. Liquid Death also donates a portion of profits from every can to help kill plastic pollution. Aluminum is indefinitely recyclable. Plastic is not. Plastic sucks, and it's making babies' buttholes smaller and, no, taints, sorry. And we cannot have that. I don't remember the lady that did the study on this, and I don't know why she did the study to begin with, but now that we know, we need to stop this. It is microplastics are chalking us full of all sorts of trash. And I even read an article that there's microplastics in breast milk, which is the only reason I'm not breastfeeding. And the only reason. It's not that my milk isn't coming in because my boobs are already chock full of silicone. If plastic pollution isn't curbed, plastic will outweigh fish in the ocean by 2050. I mean, honestly, there's some fish we could do without, but all of them, that would be bad. Do you know what I'm saying? You know those like ones at the very bottom of the ocean that just look like ninja stars? Those fish, but the other ones we want to stay alive. Today, I'm enjoying the mango chainsaw is what I've been drinking the most. Where is it? I carry my Liquid Death around with me all day. Well, mango chainsaw is the one that I've been the most obsessed with. It's sparkling. It's mango-y. Pat, are you looking for my mango chainsaw? Yeah. Oh my God, you have a watermelon one? What the fuck, man? You've had these this whole time? Dude, convicted melon, I thought we were out of convicted melon because I go through these so fast. Okay, so the mango chainsaw is kind of my current favorite, but the convicted melon is my all-time favorite. Sparkling, melony, goddamn, it's so yum-yum in my tum, okay? I do not do plastic water bottles because I don't have time to get cancer right now, okay? The other flavored waters, they all have sugar or some other nonsense in them for no reason whatsoever. Liquid Death, the only water that's not trying to kill you. You can get free shipping of Liquid Death's mountain water, flavored sparkling, and iced tea, 8-packs with Amazon Prime, or grab a can or a case at your local 7-Eleven, Target, Walmart, or another place where Liquid Deaths can be found. LiquidDeath.com/Whitney. Go to there. Are we going live? Sure, let's go.
Let's go live. Let's go live.
Yes. If he answers your call, we're in a real pickle.
Is he calling?
Yeah. Okay. We're live with Bobby Lee.
Hello.
Right now, Bob.
Hello?
Wait, hey, Eric, okay, hold on. Eric, hold on.
Eric.
Yeah.
I'm with Whitney Cummings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you pick up her phone? Why didn't you pick up her phone?
Eric, I'm sorry.
I just got in my car. I was doing a podcast.
Exactly.
I'm on your side on this one, Eric.
Listen, Eric, you're gonna be mad, but I brought something up. And we can cut it out if you want me to. We can cut it out if you want to.
It's,
I brought something up.
We've talked about it for about an hour.
Can I tell you what I brought up?
Yeah, what'd you bring up?
All right, because do you remember years ago, right? You were on the set of Whitney, right? You went to the set of Whitney, right? And the Sheen came up to you and goes, what are you doing here? Remember you complained about that?
No. That is not what happened at all.
Thank you.
But I will say she was snobby as hell at the time. I do remember that.
Yeah, that. But there was some sort of complaint. I remember you having a complaint that you showed up at her set and she did. She said something that, because I remember you complaining about it to me. And don't do this right now.
So Eric,
don't do this right now.
So Eric, when I was,
he just hung up.
So when I was
snobby,
when I was at work, I was snobby towards the
it's
people
outrageous.
Visiting.
Let's go to the Instagram Live.
Hello, Instagram Live, Whitney Cummings and Bobby Lee.
Oh, they ask questions live?
Well, yeah, they're going to ask questions live. You know what I mean? So, oh, do you eat ass? Oh. I don't eat ass. I don't believe in it. I don't understand why
it's
happening.
I never asked it. I didn't hear
Well, IG Live is asking questions.
Oh, they text it or they can I hear them? Oh, do you eat ass?
No.
Neither do I.
Never will. Don't want my ass eaten. Don't want to eat it. When did this
I don't want anything in it.
Start.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how COVID started.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Guys like things in their butt now.
Not me.
Not you.
No,
not this
not
guy.
Even a pinky.
I don't even know how I would.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, can't. you're a thick pinky.
Well, okay. You've come for my ears. You've come for my pinky.
Go
how do you deal with crazy neighbors in an apartment complex? Bobby is rich. He doesn't live in an apartment.
But I did for years.
Are you going to do the Star Trek podcast with Adam?
So Andrew won't let me do it.
Andrew Santino.
Yeah, so I go, I want to start a Star Trek podcast with Adam Egget, and it's not going to go into our numbers because we're only going to talk about Star Trek. And he goes, no. So I said, okay.
Is he allowed to say no?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't want to rock the boat.
Can I ask you a question? I want to do a version of Bad Friends with a girl. Who would I do it with?
Trisha Paytas. I don't know.
Oh.
She'd be crazy.
Like, would that be weird? Would you guys think I was stealing your idea? Because I've always wanted to do a podcast with another female comedian.
No, that'd be insanely good.
Do you think
that'd be great. Oh, it would be a hit.
Do you think?
But what you need somebody that's the opposite of you in a weird way.
Okay, like Nikki Glaser, Leslie Jones.
No, Nikki's too similar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Leslie is not.
Yeah.
I think it'd be wild.
We've been talking about it.
Yeah, you should do it.
Yeah, Hannah Burner.
I think she's mad at me.
Leslie Jones?
Yeah, because she did mine, and it was like, the response was a little nuts.
Why? In a good way or bad way?
It's some good, some bad, you know what I mean? But it was like, I like it that way.
Me too.
I like it when it's a little, you know, you're not going to please everybody. But I think that, when I was having her on, I was like, oh, she'd be great at this.
But why were they mad at her? Or mad at you, your fans?
It was hot and cold, but you know, Brittany Furlan, when she did it, it was hot and cold. So I like that.
Yeah.
I like people that, you know, are not controversial, but like can evoke an emotion.
I think so too.
People hate me.
I don't know what that feels like.
I like a vote. Yeah, you do.
By the way, I had a TV show reach out to me to offer me a job on, like, it's kind of like a reality competition show, and their big selling point, they were like, you know, and the people that don't like you, like, they would, I feel like you could really win over the people that, like, hate you. You know, I was like, wait, what? They're like, this could really be the key to you finally being likable. I was like, huh?
It's a good thing that people don't like you.
It is?
So many people hate you.
Why do you think that is?
No, I'm kidding.
But see, I, like, move through life being like, comedians, you love us or you hate us. Everyone's like, no.
No, there are some comics that don't do that, and I don't think that that's good. So I really believe that when people hate you, and they don't know
us,
that they're
us.
Yeah, they hate me,
us.
Right? When they hate me, they think that it's, you know, like, oh, I'm going to bring them down.
Yeah.
But all they do is make me rise.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's a good, it's like the more hate you get, the more you elevate.
Okay.
It's a weird thing. I don't know what it is, that science behind it, but it's been true.
Love you, Bobby.
What are you loving with what?
What people are, would Bobby, Bobby, would you ever be with a transgender woman?
Yes.
Okay.
It just depends though. I mean, it's a chemistry thing.
On what?
If I vibe with that person.
Okay.
I have to be attracted to the person.
Have you ever been attracted to a trans woman?
There's one girl on Pornhub, a video that I saw that I have saved, that I'm like, oh, she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I would date this person.
Okay. Do you remember her name?
No. She's from Argentina or something. It was like a foreign one.
I bet you could find her.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. But you know she's transgender?
She had a penis.
Okay.
Yeah, you know I mean, so yeah, I think so.
And then, so you were like, did the penis, was that something that made your penis harder?
At first, in the beginning, was like, but then I'm like, she's beautiful. And then the guy was sucking her penis, right? And I went, and I kind of got aroused from it.
Huh.
It was the first time in my life where I was like, oh, what's going on here?
This is what happens when men get really rich. They
get it. No, it was also because of Norton.
Okay, you also have a car that has a matte finish.
Yeah. What does that mean?
That just means you have too much money. What?
Just keep going to the question.
This starts happening. Do you know what I mean?
No, I have no idea.
But wait, you mean Norton inspired you to start sucking women's dicks?
No. I like his, you know what I mean, girlfriend a lot.
Nikki's amazing.
I love her so much that I'm like, because I've known her for years, mm-hmm. but I just love her.
Bobby, are you single?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
And I'm ready.
For love. Are you on Hinge or one of the dating apps?
Only Raya. I was banned from all the other ones.
Why?
Because I lied about my age.
Bobby, which female comedian do you find most attractive?
Depends on what level.
What do you mean level?
Just on... I don't find any of them attractive.
Okay. You can't just...
I can't. I can't.
Thousands of people.
None of us...
Are
they watching this live?
Okay, yes. So not...
How? Right now?
Yes. Through there.
Okay.
And these. I don't know. So you're saying not one female comedian's attractive. Not one. To you.
Some of them I go...
Who?
I'll go, oh, she's hot. And if she wasn't a comic and I wasn't friends with her and in some faraway land, I would probably ask that person out.
Who?
I can't. I don't want to.
Why not?
Because I want to go to the comedy club and say what I'm going to say it and then have them be weird that I said this.
We already weird.
Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Do it.
You.
Give me my... Thank you.
Yeah.
Was that so hard?
Yeah. I don't believe it, but I just said it. Let's move on. Give me another one.
Okay. Top five favorite comedians. Go. In order of funniest.
Not an order of funny. I just gave you five that I think right now.
The funniest comedians in order.
That I believe is funny.
Yes.
Dana Gould.
Number one.
Why?
That's a good one.
Dana Gould. Oh, they have to be dead or alive?
Either.
Okay. Oh, well then.
Oh, well, alive.
Alive. So then Dana Gould, Tim Dillon, Shane Gillis, mm-hmm. Andrew Santino, and Whitney Cummings.
Okay. So not Dave Attell, not Bill Burr. Got it. What about your five best friends in order of how close you are to them? Hold on, Eric Griffin just texted me. Bobby hung up. He's making it worse. That's not what I said.
That's what he said.
By the way, I believe that he said that.
That's
I'm snobbish. I believe that he said that.
I
believe
he said
that.
Yeah.
And then he said, I would like to do a rebuttal episode.
And don't.
So I just write new phone, who this?
Yeah, don't let him.
I do believe that Eric said I was snobbish, though. But why is it when I'm busy, I come off bitchy? I probably just like, hi.
Because you are bitchy.
I'm working. I am not a bitch.
Yeah, you are. You're bitchy,
oh,
dude.
That is.
Yeah, you are. You can be bitchy.
I'm not bitchy. With you, we have a brother-sister relationship.
I know now, but I'm just saying, before that, there was like a time where you were way above me.
That's not true. I've never been way above you.
Oh, my God. Are you on your f***ing mind?
You gave me my first opening spot on the road.
And
you were my boss.
That was when you were down, and then you went up, and then no audition, and then down.
I don't see things that way.
Anyway, let's go to the questions.
Your five best friends in order of actual real friendship.
Oh, fuck, that's hard. I mean, I can only name three right now.
That's probably a good amount of friends.
I think Andrew Santino.
Okay, is your number one friend?
I think so
he
right
won't
now.
Won't let you do podcasts.
Gene Hong.
Yeah, I love Gene.
Gene, and then right now, John Park.
Okay.
Dumbfounded.
Okay, nice. You're saying their credits?
I just said Dumbfounded.
What's Dumbfounded?
That's his name.
Oh, I thought you said that was like the name of his like podcast.
No, John Park is his rapper name is Dumbfounded. People know him as Dumbfounded.
Oh, so all your friends have like another name, which is kind of wild. What's their actual name? Why is everyone asking when you're going to do a special?
Because I've never done one.
Okay. And you just don't want to.
I am.
You and Jay Leno.
I'll do one when I do one, man. I'll fucking do it, man.
Why do people want this so bad?
Oh, that's rude.
No, I'm just asking.
What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Okay, that's...
Oh, my... It's so crazy. Oh, really?
I'm just going, is this some inside joke on bad friends
or something?
No,
what I'm saying is that I feel like... And I'm going to stick up for myself because you just put me down.
I didn't.
All right, I'm going to stick up to myself.
I didn't.
I think that I'm one of the best comics in the country.
By the way,
I think that I'm... I think I deserve a special.
By the way, you should have 10 specials. I assume the only reason you're not doing it is because you don't want to.
No, because I'm lazy, but I'm working on it now.
That's
Let's
why.
Move on. Okay,
That's
thank
why.
You.
No, it's not because someone's not making it for you.
Do you think I'm ugly?
I don't.
Okay, good. Let's move on.
But you think I am. You said it many times.
No,
I
think you're
wholesome. Bobby lost weight. What was the lie about your age?
Hmm?
Which male comedian does Bobby find most attractive?
So on the dating apps, when I first got on them, right, I said, I'm 52, right? So then I was getting matched with 52-year-olds for some reason. And they all looked...
I can't imagine why.
I know, but...
These AI...
I know, but listen. You have to... Right, I don't... do I look 52?
No.
Right. So I just... They were like... It was like Helen Mirren-looking women. Like Judi Dench, you know what I mean? On Hinge and all
Hinge,
these other... Like,
okay,
all right.
Unhinged.
So what I'm saying is that... Also, you know that dating app, Our Time?
No.
There's a dating call, the app called Our Time, which is 50 years old and older, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I'm Our Time now, right? And I just don't... I didn't want to be on Our Time, so I lied about my age so that I could, you know, be matched up with people that were a little younger than 52.
Okay.
And then they complained. So every girl...
But girls complained?
No, because girls that liked me and I said no, they would report me that I lied about their age.
How do you know that's what happened?
I just assume.
You had RFK on, so you're just like, feel like you're getting all...
He's mad at me.
He's mad at you. I think he might be mad at me too.
Yeah, RFK is mad at me.
Yeah. Why is he mad?
Well, there's two reasons. Number one, the first question I asked is, do you guys fart on each other? Which I don't think was the right question.
You also told him that you look at my, you've seen my vagina.
I told that to JFK. Yeah.
RFK.
RFK, I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Here's why he's mad. Because he asked me to do his benefit show.
Same.
Right? And I said yes. You said no.
I said no.
Yeah.
I just had a kid.
Okay, so, and I got COVID.
Mm.
And then, but Tim got COVID too, Dylan. So it kind of fucked up his show.
Yeah.
And I feel bad about it.
Who ended up doing it?
Either one of us did it.
None of it. Okay. Well,
Schneider did it.
Okay.
And some other people. So, and now I don't know what to do.
Were you friends with RFK before, or you're friends with Cheryl?
I was friends with both, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, it was like, I guess none of them.
Okay.
Friends, none of them.
Yeah. Did he want
Awareness,
you to do the show with
yes.
COVID? Like, I mean, what was the option?
I showed him the two tests.
Yeah. I do have a fake positive COVID test that I have.
So do I. Can I show you mine?
Yes. I have a
COVID. Oh, no, I can't show you mine.
I have a COVID test.
I can't show you mine.
That's positive just if I want to get out of something.
Okay, so I'll show you. I have one. Can I show you mine?
Ooh,
can I see yours?
Okay, guys.
Can I see yours?
No, it's in a drawer.
Oh, I have a photograph of it.
Oh, you have a photo of it? See, I don't trust that because I'm worried that they'll be able to go into the metadata and see that
I have COVID.
I know, but I always take a new picture of it just in
Why?
Case.
Why? What are they don't,
because if
there's
someone,
no date on this.
If someone saves the photo, it's going to save when the photo was taken. So if someone saves that, they can bust you on it being like...
What do you mean? I send it. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? I send it. What?
Okay.
What do you mean?
Okay. I found this out because a guy sent me a dick pic that was taken like 2 years ago. So if you save a photo, if I send you a photo from 2 years ago, I send it to you. You save it. It's going to go to 2 years ago in your iPhoto. It's going to be
on yours. How would you do that?
Because it's collated by date, unless you screen grab it, in which case it'll come up first.
So, I'm going to screen grab this now. So I screenshot and
yes,
then resave it?
Yes,
oh, my God.
But just
I'm
screen
doing it
grab
it
the
doing it
day
now.
You're going to lie about it. Don't use.
I did not know that. Why would they do that? Oh, my God.
Don't use the old photo. Because
can I be honest with you? I lied.
Can I be honest with you?
I lied.
I lied.
RFK.
Look.
I sent him this.
Yeah.
And now he knows. Oh, my God. I couldn't do it. I was getting so much weird line.
Yeah. You couldn't do
people
it.
People were like mad at me for sort of doing it.
You did what you had to do.
All right, anyway, let's move on.
He's going to be fine.
I love you so much. I'll vote for you.
Okay. I love you guys. Okay.
Thanks for having me on.
Bobby Lee.
That was fun.
I love you guys.